Next patient was Dills. It's a D-I-L-L-S. Dills. D as in David. Dills Dorothy. Or can you please change it? Dorothy Dills Filor. That's D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Dorothy Dills is D-I-L-L-S. Filor is F-I-L-O-R. F as in Frank. F-I-L-O-R. Date of consultation is 123-24. Date of birth is 6-13-56. Please make a copy for Mary Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Reynolds, Mary Reynolds, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of chronic bronchitis and possible COPD. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 67-year-old female who has a history of chronic atrial fibrillation, has been experiencing shortness of breath, and has been treated for bronchitis in the past. The patient has used a Trilogy inhaler. She also was sent for a chest X-ray in December. Which showed but has not had any CAT scan of the chest. The patient's chest X-ray reportedly showed that she had COPD. The patient, however, is a non-smoker, and she has no prior history of asthma, and has had no other history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. The patient's past history has included the history for colon dissection for sigmoid diverticulitis, history of bladder sling operation, and a history for surgery on her toe. She also had an appendectomy. The patient has atrial fibrillation, for which she takes anticoagulation, and has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking, and no significant alcohol use. She worked in real estate. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cancer of the throat, and mother died of an MI. Next paragraph, allergies to dairy products. Next paragraph, system review. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, and no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath, no wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling of the right leg. She has depression and anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included Isodil 15 milligrams daily, Trelegy Ellipto 100 micrograms one puff daily, Levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Pravastatin 20 milligrams a day, and Nebivolol 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, fat female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor cyanosis, icterus superfluidema. Her blood pressure is 112 over 70, pulse is 65, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 170, saturation 97. H-E-N-D at norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and lungs are clear. Heart sounds are irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. The extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex are 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Rectal exam deferred. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. And number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4 is anxiety disorder. Number 5, rule out COPD. Next plan, patient was advised to get a... can you also mention number 6 is rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest with contrast. She'll also get a polysomnographic study. She's advised to lose weight and a copy of her echocardiogram will be requested. And she will continue with anticoagulation and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Mary Reynolds, ARNP. ARNP, Mary Reynolds, ARNP. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.